Current State, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan legislature formally reconvenes on December 2nd, when lawmakers return for a three-week lame duck session. In the meantime, the Citizens Research Council of Michigan has been thinking about what it believes should be the state's next major investment strategy. The CRC has released a new report outlining several policy recommendations to support at-risk children from birth to age 3. Recently, I spoke with Bob Schneider, the Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. He says his agency wanted to get a handle on how many children in the state could benefit from expanded services in their first crucial years of life.
You know, it's a very important issue. It's one that I think is being recognized more and more as a critical issue. Lots of scientific research on brain development in the critical early years, particularly those first 3 years of a child's life, where their interactions with a good, strong, you know, nurturing adults is very important. We wanted to help legislators and policymakers measure the need, how many kids might be out there in Michigan, age 0 to 3, that are at risk, and then, you know, what are the next steps that we can take to help them address some of the challenges they're facing?
How do you define at risk?
We looked at several factors. Low-income children that struggle in low-income households, developmentally disabled children, children with parents with low educational attainment, which we defined as less than a high school diploma in the households. We looked at children that have been exposed to severely adverse situations. Often in the literature, they talk about toxic stress, death of a parent, divorce, exposure to as a victim or a witness to violence in the home. And our key goal was, what factors contribute to children falling behind and not being ready for school when they hit the front door of the school when they turn 5 years old?
How many Michigan kids are in that category?
Our estimates are about 260,000 kids age 0 to 3 in Michigan. That's out of about 465,000. It's about 55%+ of that population, better than 1 in 2, have faced at least one of those factors that we just talked about in Michigan. So that's a very sizable number, and that's why we, that next part of the report is, all right, we have this many kids in the state that may be facing challenges. What can we do to help them be better ready for school and better ready for further development in life?
Your report focuses on four areas in which the CRC is encouraging the state to invest. Let's look first at expanding home visiting programs, which your group identifies as its top recommendation. There are agencies now that do home visits for young kids. What stands to be improved?
It's not as much an improvement as probably an expansion of what's out there now. And I should clarify, home visiting is pairing a trained service provider, probably a nurse or a social worker, with the family to help them deal with challenges they face. They may have a child in the home with a specific health condition, asthma, for instance. Help a family where there might be a red flag for some type of abuse and neglect, potential abuse and neglect in the home. The federal government has made some significant investments, and Michigan's received some grant funding in this area to expand home visiting around the state. That's happening right now as we speak. And there are four models in Michigan right now that qualify as federally evidence-based models. And our report is encouraging, where we have money now on the table, let's further expand these models throughout the state so that more children get the benefit from these evidence-based programs. So, the research that we looked at was reviewed in our report, and it was pretty unequivocal in terms of, these programs are working. They're having impacts on these young children.
Our guest is Bob Schneider here on Current State. Bob is Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We've been talking about a new report that outlines a series of policy options the CRC is recommending to the legislature to support children from birth to age 3. What about the parents here, Bob? Their life situations contribute to their kids' development. What should be available to them as well?
Well, we just talked about the home visiting. That will you know, one of the critical pieces of home visiting is helping those parents, is engaging those parents too in home visiting. Childcare is another area that we looked at in our report. In Michigan, we have had a significant drop off in spending on childcare subsidies, and we know there's research that's documented childcare costs nationally and in Michigan have gone up significantly over the last couple decades. So another focus of our report is reinvesting in our state's childcare program to help parents who need to work have access to a high quality childcare, and that's one very interesting focus of the research. Is for a long time there was the thought that, you know, we needed babysitters, but the level of care wasn't all that important. More recent research, as they've analyzed the type of childcare environment, has started to change that conclusion a little bit. High quality care can have very very positive impacts on children. Michigan has a system in place now called Great Start to Quality. It's a system that will allow child care providers to get a rating, a star-based rating, 2 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, based on quality. Hopefully to be a guide then to parents and caretakers to get kids into high-quality care. And that program is on the ground now. And our suggestion is, let's validate that rating system first and then try to use that system to target dollars to high quality care where we can see that care is having a real bang for the buck for kids.
What standards comprise what you would describe as quality child care?
Well, you know, I think a key is the positive interactions between the child care provider and
one-on-one. Yeah.
Yeah, close contact. Michigan's quality system looks at various factors, staffing ratios, curriculum are some of them, but the empirical research that's looked at that has used some classroom assessment tools to try to evaluate what's the quality of the interaction going on in this room right now between the staff and the children in care, and that's critical.
There was a blistering state audit issued in July of 2008 that criticized the Michigan Department of Human Services for doing a poor job screening out unsuitable child care providers. The state was subsidizing child daycare, and the audit took a stern look at who was being paid for services. Some changes were made, but it resulted in more bureaucracy that has since caused many providers to drop out. How has that translated into the state's spending for child care?
It's dropped significantly. And that audit was focused on sort of payment integrity. That it wasn't clear, at least, and there were some suggestions that there were mispayments, that provider A was getting paid but hadn't actually provided services for the child. And there were probably some very legitimate concerns that were raised in the audit. But the response to it was to set up a pretty elaborate system of checks and balances where providers would have to report hourly time assessments. You know, Johnny was here from 2 to 5 on Monday and 1 to 5 on Wednesday. The parent would have to also report, well, my child was in care during these hours. They'd get matched, and then red flags would get thrown if those didn't match up exactly. And I think the end result was a lot of providers said, I can't do this.
More bureaucracy than I can handle.
And so you saw, we spent over $400 million on child care subsidies in Michigan in fiscal year 2007. By fiscal year 2013, we spent $135 million. Still a lot of money, but it's about a 67% decline in spending in this area. Now, some of that probably was eliminating some, you know, mispayments that may have been occurring at that time that the audit focused. But I believe some of this has been providers and potentially parents as well saying, I don't want to jump through all these extra hoops. So we're suggesting if we're going to make this reinvestment, let's try to focus that money on high quality care environments that have shown in the research that, you know, they're going to have a return on investment, benefits for that child down the road that persist.
We're talking with Bob Schneider, Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Let's talk for a minute about the health needs of young kids. There's a concept called a medical home, which basically means ensuring kids have a primary care physician they can see on a regular basis. But your report goes a step further and talks about a team approach. Can you explain what that's about?
Yes, absolutely. So there's wide recognition of the need for medical homes for everyone, but especially for young children. And most of us think of that. We have a primary care physician. That primary care physician helps coordinate our care. If we need to see a specialist, we can get a referral. But for at-risk families, there are a couple layers that could be added on to that. First, how do we support parents? They're the first level healthcare providers for mm-hmm. their children. What can we do to help them become better, you know, first responders, basically, for healthcare needs for their child? And then how do we support both families and providers in enhancing the medical home relationship? That's not only access then to a high care provider, medical provider, doctor, but what about transportation needs? I can't get my child to my medical appointment because I don't have a vehicle, or I can't get access to public transit. Language needs. If I only speak Spanish, a parent, I need to be able to converse with the staff. In Kent County in 2008, they adopted a Children's Healthcare Access Program called CHAP. The acronym. It's a partnership between their Medicaid health plans in that area, local medical providers, and other local agencies that participated. And they have sort of a central team, nurse, social workers, community health workers, that act to provide wraparound services, basically, to these families. Referrals to community services, transportation, other community services as needed. Follow-up calls. Jimmy missed his appointment. You get a call to just prompt, you know, that well care visit's very important. Mm-hmm. How can we make that work for you? What barrier did you face maybe that prevented you from being able to get into the office? In the financials that we looked at on this in Kent County suggest that the program for each child that received these wraparound services, there were many children that are Medicaid eligible that fall under the program, but there were, I think the number was 2,000 children that actually received direct services from this team at a cost of $224 per child. And if you extrapolate from that, and how much would it take statewide then to cover all Medicaid-eligible children in a similar type of program? Mm-hmm. It comes to about $10 million. That's a lot of money, but in the big picture of the state budget, that's a doable number. So we're recommending, as policymakers look at medical home as an issue, an effective option for them would be let's look to expand this type of wraparound program mm-hmm. that can help.
Bob Schneider, Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We've been talking about a new report that outlines a series of policy options the CRC is recommending to the legislature to support kids from birth to age 3. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.